Our high school football coaches' shows, our locker room chats, they continue across the Kansaland airwaves as we are now in week two of the high school football season. I am Brandon Tabman, now joined by Brandon Wilkes. He is the head coach of Moore Hill. After a very nice victory in week one over Council Grove, 22-14. And coach, this was a game, it was supposed to be against McLouth, but they had to back out due to COVID issues. What was that process like getting Council Grove in at the last minute to fill in for McLouth?
Yeah, Brandon, it was crazy. I found out at 4:30 on Thursday that McLouth wasn't able to play, and literally 24 hours notice, Council Grove was committed to playing us. We switched from being an away game to a home game, and credit to them. They made it happen and got here, and it was a great game for our guys and one we won't forget for sure.
Well, let's talk about that game a little bit. Not often you see a 2-0 halftime score, but that was the case. But really the difference was in the fourth quarter where you outscored Council Grove 15-6 to take the victory. You know, just playing in a game like that where it's mainly, you know, kind of defense-oriented throughout, you know, talk about your resiliency with your defense and kind of holding Council Grove down and then able to break it away in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, our defense really really put us in a situation to win. I mean, we got a lot of new guys, and I think it was kind of your typical first game. You know, defense is usually ahead of offense. Offense takes some time to get, you know, kind of the cohesion going. But in the first half, our defense had a couple of, you know, red zone stops. It kept us in the game, and then we finally figured it out on the offensive side of the ball in the second quarter. But credit to our guys, they played really hard. We found out about 2/3 of our guys had never played in a varsity football game, and let alone a competitive one that went down to the last play. And they stepped up and got it done, and I think it was a great first win for us. Something to build on.
Yeah, you look at Drew Cottle. He started the game at quarterback. He threw a touchdown to Mark Harris, and then the two switched in the second half, and then Harris threw a touchdown pass to Cottle. Was that kind of the game plan, to play both of those two at quarterback, or was it just kind of an ebbs and flow kind of thing in the game? I mean, talk about those two and the connection they had with each other, obviously, to help the offense.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a plan to play them both. Like I mentioned last week, they're just both great quarterbacks. Drew's the senior, Mark's the junior, and you know, Drew's the returning starter, all-conference player. We wanted to start with him, but we know Mark is a guy who's going to be on our program the next 2 years. But just kind of the way the game went, we felt like Mark does a very good job of getting the ball out quick and facilitating the ball. And we were running for our life a little bit the first half, and I think when he came into the game, he got us a lot more balance. And Drew's an outstanding receiver. He was a great receiver for us 2 years ago. And, you know, he caught the big touchdown, too. So we feel good that, you know, we got, you know, two great quarterbacks. You know, each week that either one of them could step up, and both not only a quarterback but receiver. So, you know, it was great. It was special to see them, you know, both throw a touchdown and catch a touchdown.
Our locker room chat with Moore Hill head football coach Brandon Wilkes this week, brought to you by Amberwell Health. Well, let's talk about the opponent coming up this week in week two. You try to stay on track, get another victory. You get Oskaloosa. Oskaloosa had a hard time at Jackson Heights. They lost 45-6 against Jackson Heights on the road. What's the early scouting report on Oskaloosa and the expectations, what you're going to see from them this week?
Well, I think they're an improving team. They have a new coach, a new system, and, you know, they played hard. I mean, the final score to their game was 45-6, but it was fairly close for most of the first half. And, you know, early on, they physically matched Jackson Heights, which we know from past experiences that Jackson Heights is a very physical team every time they take the field. So we know that this year, every week, we're going to have to play our best, prepare our best. You know, we talk about, as coaches, a lot of times the biggest gains are made from game one to game two. And, you know, our goal this week is we want to be the most improved team from week one to week two. So we know they're gonna be a tough team, and we're just glad we get to play them on our field and that we are getting to play another great game on a Friday night.
Well, I know it's been a lot of fun getting the – getting the season started, of course. But finally, before we let you go real quick, just what are going to be a few keys to this game this week to get another win and move to 2-0?
I think that, we need to, again, like I said last week, take care of the ball. We did an all right job. We won the turnover battle, but we still turn the ball over ourselves. We want to get away from that. And, we need to be balanced on both sides of the ball. We need to run the ball and throw the ball, and we need to stop the run and stop the pass. I know one thing that's a point of emphasis, too, coming off our week one is on defense. We want to contain the quarterback and not let him get out of the pocket. So, those things pretty consistent to week one, but we need to do them better this week.
Our locker room chat with Moore Hill head football coach Brandon Wilkes, brought to you by Amberwell Health. Heading into week two, it's Moore Hill getting Oskaloosa for week number two. Coach, thank you so much. Congrats on the win in week one, and much success this week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Brandon. I appreciate you.